Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike Knox.
No idea. Congratulations.
Better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez,
Mr.
this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad.
They're
rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Flex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Hey, yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell with Knox is cooking?
Black Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell with Knox is cooking? And that's spelled with three X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Cheer, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Live at 5:04.
Oh, don't you dare be sour. It's not Mike Knox, it's M.E. Richmond. And I want you to clap for me and feel this pop.
Okay, no, I don't steal people's gimmicks like that, but let me tell you something. It's me. It's the guy that you know as M.E. You know how to follow me on the Twitter. You know I ain't afraid of you, and I ain't no quitter. So you know I have no chill, and you know I don't chill. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you know how it goes down. First and foremost, want to make sure that you are welcome to our special edition of Perfect Plex Radio by the BDSIR Networks. I want to present you this exclusive about Vanguard Championship Wrestling. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we do watch more than just WWE. We do watch more than just TNA. We do watch more than just New Japan Pro Wrestling. We are people who are trying to be eclectic in our wrestling opinion and our wrestling conversation. In order for us to do that, we help out and we talk to and we hang out with independent wrestling promotions. And we got an exclusive today once again with Vanguard Championship Wrestling, a Virginia affiliate. And of course, this is me. I'm the guy in the whole state holding it down for one Mike Knox, my program director, my CEO, who gave me special permission and a wonderful, wonderful permission to do our show today. And I got some special guests, ladies and gentlemen. But first, the particulars. 347-637-3859 is the number to call. You may be able to hear from somebody you don't know. Maybe able to learn something that you don't know about. Press 1 if you actually want to have the conversation with our special guest this evening. So, what's so special about this Vanguard Championship Wrestling? Let me tell you. We got friend of the program, and trust me, he's a friend because there's a picture of me and him taking him, and we talk to him about our show all the time. We talk to him and hang out with him. One Billy Gunn, as you know, the badass Billy Gunn. will be main evented this weekend at their best special event at Hanson High School in Hanson, Virginia, this Saturday, March the 10th. Billy Gunn, the badass, is going to be fighting against Brandon Scott. Let me tell you, I was at their last event in Norfolk last month, and let me tell you something. That dude, Brandon Scott, was serious, and he wants a piece of Mr. Ass's ass. Also, we're going to have another friends of the program, the Rock and Roll Express, going against the Hall Stars, and we found out this was going to be the Hall Stars' last match. They have a lot of stuff. They had a long career, but this is going to be their last match, so I'm going out to see it with my wife, and we're going to go ahead and hang out. So the biggest thing about this, though, is that we have our special guests, and they have been in what you would call a blood feud. They're going for a long, long time. These are guys called Timmy Danger and Liver the Clown. I understand where Liver the Clown is from, Mid-Atlantic Circus. I've seen the guy. He's a little nuts. But Timmy, let me go ahead and bring Timmy Danger on, because see, I didn't get a chance to see you at the last show in Norfolk, Timmy Danger, and inquiring minds want to know what's up with that.
Are you having me on the air now?
Yeah,
you got me on the. I'm on the air now. I can spread the word. Where have I been? You see, my friend, for the past several months, since the last time I was in VCW, I've been away. I've been traveling the country, wrestling everywhere I can, and I've reached an enlightenment. I've reached a sort of atonement with my form, a group called The Sanctuary, and this Saturday I bring it, the first phase of The Sanctuary, to VCW. And what it's about, young man, is I've realized through the past several months I've been gone, my greatness and my superiority over not just the wrestlers themselves, but the fans as well. And The Sanctuary is all about making those around me better, taking the misguided and bring them to my greatness. And that's what I've had to realize in my time off. And now that I'm back with the administrator of The Sanctuary, Neil Sharkey, the manager of champions, I'm taking this to a whole new level. And it begins Saturday, where this new and improved version of myself, I come to VCW, I finish off Liver the Clown, and then I move on to the bigger stage and conquer VCW.
Oh, my goodness. You say you're going to finish off the clown. Well, I got the chance to meet one Mr. Liver the Clown, as I like to call it. Is it okay to call you Mr. Liver the Clown? Is that a respect thing? Am I being too formal with you, sir?
Yes, Liver T. Clown.
Well, as long as I'm not being too formal with you. So Timmy Danger, Livid, Timmy Danger has just laid down some law that he's going to bring you to church in a sense. That's what I think when I think sanctuary. I think the church. So he's going to bring the sanctuary with him. Are you prepared for this, Livid? I don't know how you can. It seems like some odds are going to be stacked against you this Saturday.
Get him and his little sharky too. I'm not worried about the Timmy Danger. I'm not worried at all. Did you see what I did to him back in October? It was great.
Well, what do you have to say about that, Timmy? He told our audience that what he did to you back in October. What exactly did he do to you? I mean, I know, but what should we know about what happened in October, Timmy?
Well, what happened was we were involved in a matchup, and I was planted straight on my face on a steel chair. But the thing is, my friend, and saying this to the listeners back listening wherever they are all over the world, that is the moment where I was awakened, and I have reached the level higher than any wrestler in VCW or anywhere else for that matter can reach when I had my awakening in that match. And now I'm back. And if you thought what I've done to Livid in the past, now don't get me wrong, Livid did drop me face first on a chair last October. But Saturday at Hanson High School, what I'm going to do is going to be 10 times worse.
Well, Livid, you hear the threats, Livid. Oh, he's laughing. Uh-oh. I mean, I got to find it. Livid, is everything – I mean, I know you're a clown, but is everything a joke? I mean, these are some serious stresses coming your way.
He's awoken. I'm going to get get deleted. I'm not worried at all. Timmy can get woken, go to sleep. He can go on vacation. When he comes back, he's still the old Timmy Deer. There's nothing. And I'm going to get that deal, Sharky. I'm going to get rid of him for good. And you know what? And then I'm going to the top. That's right, I'm going to the top. Once I get rid of Timmy Danger, I'm going to the big top. The circus is coming to town.
Oh, gentlemen, I gotta know, gentlemen. This match, this culmination of everything that y'all have been through these last few months, I have to know, what's the championship implications in this match? Are we looking at whoever comes out of the Billy Gunn, Brandon Scott match? Are we looking at this match as a possible number one contender? Are there speculations of that going around the VCW locker room?
Absolutely. See, because when I finished Living the Clown off Saturday, which we will see this coming Saturday at Hampton High School, Living won't be laughing anymore. He'll be done with wrestling. Maybe he'll go, you know, I don't know, go back to the circus, maybe go be a mime somewhere, which would be a much better profession for him than being the kind of clown he is. And then, of course, if Billy Gunn is victorious, maybe, hopefully, if my administrator, Cornelius J. Sharkington, Neil Sharkey, can get the stars aligned, get the pen to paper, you will be seeing me and Billy Gunn for that championship very soon. Or if it's Brandon Scott, either way, once I'm done with Living Saturday and I get my payback for what had happened in October, we will be seeing me as the number contender defeating either Brandon Scott or Billy Gunn very soon. Or, hey, maybe Phil Brown, too, and I could be a double champion in 6 months, beating him, having the Liberty title as well.
Wow. Livy, what is your response to that?
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. These guys got big dreams, you know what I'm saying? He dreams big. You got to give it to the guy. He's a big dreamer. I love the guy for that. But other than that, I hate him. You see, he ain't done nothing in VCW to go to the title of Billy Gunn. Nothing. He's got to work his way up from nothing. But see, me, Living T Clown, I've been around the block. So when I beat Timmy, I'm going straight to the top, you understand? I've been beat Ben Banks. I beat Timmy Danger. So that makes me on top of the world, buddy.
Wow. This is getting interesting here. I'm curious because I see a bunch of people in other places do special things to titles. Livin', if you were to compete and were to win the VCW championship, even though that Timmy will have a lot to say about that, will that become the new Livin' Clown championship?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, I don't think I'm just VCW heavyweight champion material. I think, you know, they should make us a new belt. For greatest in the whole company. That'll be me. Because I'm just great. But in all seriousness, I don't know. You know, I don't think they changed the belt name for me. I don't know. I really don't. Nope. I don't think they would. But, you know, nothing the little duct tape can't fix.
Well, this has been fantastic. Timmy, I'm going to give you first dibs on the final word. This Saturday in Hampton High School, do you guarantee a win over Livin' T Clown? Or are you guaranteeing worse than this, worse than just a win?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say I do agree with Livid here when he said he's not championship material. I definitely agree with that statement. That's probably one of the better statements that he said this entire interview. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And as I was saying, Saturday, you're asking what I'm going to do. Am I guaranteeing victory? Of course, because I am Timmy Danger. I am the supreme truth. I am the career ender. And Saturday, I, along with my administrator,
Neil Sharkey, walk into Hampton High School. I finished the job that I finished what started. You can keep doing that, Liv. It's okay. I understand you're confused, and I understand you're scared. But Saturday, it's an all-comfort end. The circus is leaving town, and the sanctuary rises, and it's a new chapter for the Supreme Truth, Timmy Danger, and VCW. And mark my words, after I'm done with him, we will see a VCW championship around my waist very soon.
Well, there it is. Well, Livet, guaranteeing that he's going to do not only just beating you, but way more than that. You think he's a dreamer? That's why you love him. Are you guaranteeing victory this Saturday?
Listen here, okay? When I come out this Saturday at Hampton High School, all the women fans, my Sideshow Freaks, are going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. And Jimmy Danger's not going to be able to concentrate. I may have a few little things up my sleeve to make them look just stupid. And I'm going to get the 1, 2, 3 for my new curtain call. And Jimmy, you got to go back to the drawing board, buddy.
Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Timmy Danger versus Livet T. Clown going down this Saturday at Hampton High School in Hampton, Virginia. Don't forget, we're also going to have the Hall Stars versus the Rock and Roll Express, and we're also going to have a championship, VCW championship match between Brandon Scott and the current champion, the badass Billy Gunn. That's a joke in of itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we do thank you very much for this exclusive with BDSIR Networks, presenting to you Vanguard Championship Wrestling. Make sure you be there, just to let you know. Tickets are currently $20. $20 for the general admission, and kids 5 and under are free. Don't forget, there's going to be chances to meet Billy Gunn as well as the Rock and Roll Express beforehand at 6 o'clock. The bell time will be 7:30 p.m. Come out, and don't be a square. Don't be weird. Just come out and have a good time. I'm looking forward to this Blood Feud match. Last, this is M.E. Richmond. I am signing off. Our time is up for the evening. We thank you for coming out. And as one Mike Knox would say, I love me some meat. Don't you dare say that. And don't say that you love God because you want to know something? That's crazy. So until then, folks, we are out of here. Peace.